Welcome back to Communicating with Kylie, where we ask the big questions. I'm your host, Kylie Powell, and today I'm here with...
Greg Dandio, Director of Technology for VISD.
Today we'll be talking about the subject of technology within the VISD district. So moving into our first question, what are your responsibilities here at VISD?
Well, I'm over the technology department, and the technology department has responsibility for all the networks, the computer, all the software for the entire district. That means student computers, student computing, the technology that your teachers use, and the administration, the business office, payroll, areas like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, what do you feel were the biggest struggles with technology?
So very interesting for me because I came to VISD in August of 2020. So VISD had already started dealing with the pandemic, but like many school districts, having the a sufficient number of computers and hotspots to meet the needs of students and teachers so teaching and learning could happen through the pandemic was a big struggle here in Victoria. It was a struggle everywhere. The government provided resources and monies to do it, but there was this huge backorder in the industry because all the school districts in the country were ordering hotspots and laptops. So we made the best of it. Lots of working with families that had multiple children were asked to use one device or two devices instead of three or four for a while until we had the sufficient amount of equipment. Don't want to do that again in my career.
And from coming out of that, what resources are available to students now, technologically based?
So we've done a lot in the last few years. We've implemented at the third through eighth grade level, a Google Chromebook one-to-one, and that's going to be in the high school starting next year. But through that, and even on the laptops that the high school students are still using this year, there's Schoology, there's lots of databases which can be accessed through the library. Once the high school switches over to the one-to-one, every student's going to have their own device that they take home every night, bring back to school. It'll be used in the classrooms. It can be used at home to do homework and research, and we have seen the types of databases that you're asking about, the usage on them has really skyrocketed in the middle school and elementary school since we put the Chromebooks in.
And what are the benefits of smart boards versus projectors?
Okay, so when you say smart boards, we've really moved to a technology of interactive panels. I think that's what you're talking about, something different than the projectors in the ceiling. And they have an enormous advantage because they're a computer in themselves. Your teacher will sign on to their computer account on the interactive panel. They'll be able to run all different types of software. They'll interact with the Chromebooks that you're all using. So if it's a math class, for example, a teacher could do a math example, and then they just clip the example, and they push a button, and that example's loaded down into your Google Drive, and you have it so you could look at that night when you're doing your homework. It also creates an infinite amount of whiteboard space for the teacher to write on, because if the teacher's writing notes in any class, and when the board is full, they just put their hand on the board and slide, and they have a whole new screen, and they can also clip that, and they can put it in Schoology, they can put it in areas that the students can go back and look at those notes exactly as the teacher's written. Projectors are basically just a camera that shows what's on the teacher's laptop. So there's going to be lots of advantages. And we're happy to say this year, 25 of those interactive panels are coming into East, and we're hoping that more later in the year. The goal is over the next couple of years, with pending available funding, that every classroom here at East will have an interactive display.
And with the availability of resources, what will these one-to-one Chromebooks look like next year?
Well, there's going to be one for every student. They're a smaller device that has less moving parts. Obviously, it's a Chromebook and not a laptop. And we have moved into a self-maintainer program. So the techs you see in the building, and there'll be more than one here next year because we're going to be bringing in 1,800 or so Chromebooks. We do maintenance on site. So if you're working on a problem, maybe a science problem on your Chromebook, and you're having a problem, you raise your hand. The teacher will say, "Oh, let me see what you're doing." And now they don't have to get up and run around and come over to your computer. They're going to push a button and be able to see your screen. It's also going to keep you from playing games.
Exactly. And what do you feel are the advantages from this, other advantages that would pose from Chromebooks?
Well, I just think that interoperability between the student and the teacher in the classroom, and being able to interact with one another electronically as well as in person, it's going to allow students to be able to learn at their own pace. Not everybody's going to have to be at the exact same spot, the exact same question. The teacher's going to have a lot more flexibility to allow students to move at their own pace as they learn the materials.
Of course. And how much will this transition cost?
Okay, so we've been very fortunate. The first 6,000 or so Chromebooks that are in grades 3 through 8 right now were funded through the federal government, something called the Emergency Connectivity Fund. And that came out of the big pandemic packages that came out of the federal government to provide support to school districts. We are looking at creative ways to fund the high school programs. There's going to be about 4,000 we need to purchase between now and the beginning of next year. Some of it will come from the local budget. It's been planned for. Some is likely to come from some grants. The average Chromebook device costs us about $300 to purchase with the case and the insurance.
And what are some current challenges that we're trying to overcome?
Well, right now it's security. The big concern for K-12 school districts is ransomware. And you would think, well, why K-12? Well, K-12 has the two things that the people that want to take your network hostage, K-12 has the two things that they really want. One is critical data that we're entrusted to keep. All the student information, student address, student phone number, student grades, we can't let that get out. That's a big safety issue, right? The second thing is money. They know that K-12 school districts have money. It's not that we have big bank accounts and that we're a Fortune 500 company, but it takes a lot of money to run a school district, a lot of salaries and stuff. So the concept of ransomware is that they want to put some software on your network and it encrypts all your data and nobody can do anything until you pay them money, and then they unencrypt it. And if you don't pay money, they threaten, oh, well, we're going to put your student information on the dark web. So we have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. We have a security team that meets every single week to talk about security. You may hear your teachers from time to time complain about something called InfoSec trainings, because those are trainings that we put out to help our teachers and staff become more proficient at not falling trap to phishing or emails that try and trick them. And the teachers and the staff, for the most part, do a really good job. It takes them about 10, 15 minutes a month. They have to watch the videos, but if they don't watch them for a period of time, their account gets turned off, and they don't like that too much. But we're only doing it to protect the network.
Of course. And what does the community need to know about this educational technology?
Well, it's not going away. I think if you look at this school 5 years ago, or you look at this school, the community were to look at this school 10 years ago, compared to where it is now, we have way more laptops, way more access to technology here than we did 5 years ago. 5 years ago from now, every student graduating from this school will have had a Chromebook at least 5 years, maybe 6 or 7, as 7th and 8th graders. And we are going to continue to make technology available in the way the teachers and the school administration tell us they need it available, so teaching and learning can happen in the most effective way.
Of course. And Mr. Daniel, would you go ahead and give us a joke?
a joke. Oh, so you must have heard that I like to tell jokes.
Yes.
Okay, sure. Why does the Christmas tree always look to the future?
I don't know why.
The Christmas tree always looks to the future because the present is beneath it.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Communicating with Kylie. Thank you for your time, Mr. Dandio.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.